The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3328. I want to talk about the investor call that Disney held last week because Bob Iger, yeah, I've listened to these for a few years now, and this one was kind of remarkable in its way. Definitely apart from all the ones I'd heard previously. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the Disney Investor Relations Earnings Report call happened last Wednesday, and I listened to it, so you would have to. The thing about it that I found particularly remarkable, I've been listening to these investor calls for the past few years as I've done the podcast, and I've never heard Bob Iger so off his game as he was during this call. Like, all of these calls, generally speaking, are scripted, of course, but then there are Q&A sessions too, and during the Q&A sessions, he seemed like exasperated at some points, irritated at some points, almost hesitant in some of his answers, at some points dismissive of some of the questions. And usually these calls are kind of a victory lap situation where they talk about how, you know, there are all these awesome things that are going on with Disney. And there was a little bit of that for sure. As far as Star Wars goes, the only mention of Star Wars was a brief name check of Galactic Star Cruiser in the financial section when they're talking about accelerated depreciation. So they're basically taking the opportunity to write off the losses from Galactic Star Cruiser as quickly as they possibly can. And that's sad, you know? I mean, yes, Galactic Star Cruiser is what it was. It was enormously, outrageously expensive, and you know, there was no chance that I was necessarily going to get to go to it, but I certainly hoped that someday maybe prices would come down, maybe they'd be doing something different somehow that would enable more people to potentially participate in it. So yeah, as much as it's kind of like, well, I guess that was bound to happen, I'm also bummed to see that it happened. But that was it for Star Wars. I mean, no mention of the fact that the Ahsoka series is coming up, and it is possibly the most highly anticipated show looking at what's going on in social media around it. So yeah, very strange. And there was, of course, a mention of what's going on with the writer's strike, and Iger has been kind of raked over the coals for comments he made at some, you know, billionaires conference in Sun Valley, where he said that the demands of writers and actors was not realistic. And so this time during the call, he said that, you know, the creative community is, you know, front and center for everything that Disney does, and he's personally committed to finding a solution to what's going on with the strikes. But so far, that does kind of feel like lip service, because we haven't heard anything about the studios coming back to the table and trying to negotiate with the writers and actors or anything like that. Yeah, so a lot of talk about how important creativity is for Disney, and that they have restructured the business so that creativity is at the center of everything they do, but also a lot of reinforcement about cost-cutting measures that they've been enacting and how they are ahead of schedule in their cost-cutting, and the cost-cutting is going to be even bigger than they had initially predicted that it would be. And also reinforcing talk about the schedule of content that they're going to be releasing, that they're going to be slowing it down. And yes, the strike will definitely help them do that, but it seems like that's kind of their goal anyway, that they want to put out less content and still also charge more for their services. So Disney Plus, the non-ad version, the price is going to go up on that again. And they made it clear that their intention is basically to drive people out of the non-ad version of Disney Plus, drive more people into the ad-supported version of Disney Plus, presumably because that makes them a lot more money. Now, like I said, I know that these investor calls are really about letting Wall Street know that they've got everything under control and making shareholders happy and whatnot. And this seemed like a very placating call for all the other calls that I've listened to over the years. This one, the tone of it was definitely not very fun at all. Really, it's just a very stark contrast to, you know, what's happened in previous years, where we've had so much wonderful Star Wars content to look forward to, and it was being celebrated even in these investor calls. And now, not even talking about it, not even talking about the series that's debuting later this month. And they have opportunities to turn the camera away from all these other actors, writers, things going on, and talk about what wonderful stuff they have coming up. And yeah, none of that, unfortunately. So, not as joyful of one, but you know, it's sometimes that way, I suppose. And that's what I've got for you for today's episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.